Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
リスナーの皆さん、明けましておめでとうございます。広島大学イングリッシュポッドキャスト異文化ディスカッションへようこそ。この番組異文化ディスカッションでは、広島大学に学ぶ留学生をゲストに招き、東広島での学生生活や身近な話題について英語で話してもらいます。ピンとショーンを迎えてのトークの最終回をお届けします。今回の話題はタイとイギリス、日本とここが似ている、ここが違う。今回もズームによるリモート収録でお届けします。聞き手は広島大学のジョー・ラウアさんです。それではごゆっくりどうぞ。
Hi everyone, it's great to have you back here for our cross culture talk this monthAnd it's a pleasure for us to greet Pin from Thailand.
Hello.
And Sean from Britain.
Hello, guys.
Good. And before we begin, I'd like to ask you each about your dream in the future. What kind of things do you want to do in the future?
Okay, I'll go first. Uh-huh. Actually, I'm still not very sure what exactly I want to do in the future, but I kind of want to work in educational sector, like maybe a teacher for university or high school. Okay.But definitely I want to work with international students, like international exchange students or those people okay. who are struggling in other countries.
Oh, very, very, sounds like fun. And Sean?
yes, I have a dream. okay, yeah. That started out like a Martin Luther King, but... okay, my dream is to become like a commercial airline pilot, so...in the future, I'd like to be in the aviation industry andHopefully work for a Japanese airline company.
Wow. Are you doing any training right now?
Not at the moment. I'm kind of working to obtain like qualification for aeronautical radio operator, which is quite an essential qualification you need. But yeah, apart from that, the training costs are really expensive. So not at the moment.
Okay, very good. We hope you both can do both of those. Okay. Today, we're talking about something very interesting, the differences and similarities between Britain, Thailand, and Japan. First, I'm wondering, do each of you think there are more differences or more similarities? What do you think?
Comparing UK and Japan, I think there are more similarities than differences, actually, because I think they're both highly developed nations. And so what we had in the UK, we kind of also have in Japan. So, yeah, so when I came to Japan, I think the lifestyle wasn't that different.
Things are basically the same. I think so too. Yeah. The food is basically the same. You know, there's bread, there's rice,
there's rice.
The vegetables, there's meat, there's chicken.
Yeah.
So many things are the same. The people have the same problems, the same dreams, all that stuff. So many things are the same. That's true. And what do you think in Thailand, Pin?
Yeah, I would say there are more similarities as well, actually. Or maybe because I'm from Bangkok, which is like a developed city. It's,like a very civilized.
Okay.
So it's not that different. Like we do eat rice, we people are polite and, you know, and we use train, we use public transportation. So I would say it's quite the same.
Okay. Everybody always thinks there's so many differences, but actually there are a tremendous number of similarities too, right? Okay, but let's talk about some of these differences, okay? Because they're more interesting, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I'd like you each to tell about some of the things that you think are...different between the two countries. Any examples out here?
I would say first the punctuality.
To be people punctual? Okay.
Yeah, people in Japan are very, very punctual.
Yes.
Japanese
agree with that.
Yeah. People in Thailand, like if you say, hey, let's meet at 10, I would go at 10:30 or like 11. And that's normal there.
That's an interesting difference.
Yeah.
Any differences in Britain, between Britain and Japan?
Yes. Well, the biggest difference probably is the climate. So I think UK is really comfortable to live in because the maximum temperature in the summer it's only about 25 degrees.
Oh.
And in the winter it's only going to go down to about 5 degrees usually, so it's quite a nice place to live. And if you compare that to Japan, it's too hot, so I basically die in my room every year, but I'm kind of managing it somehow.
Hey, that's interesting. Any other differences, each of you?
Thai food is more spicy and more flavorful. Yeah, compared to Japanese food.
Right. Is it easy to get spicy food in Japan?
Not really. I think you need to buy chili yourself and then add it on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Good. Sean?
Yes. Also, I think it kind of links to the first thing we were talking about, but people. So so basically, England is basically like a multicultural nation. So there's like so many people from different places, and which isn't a thing you'd see in Japan. So once you go into school in the UK, you're basically friends with like people from Sri Lanka, India, or people from America or China. So basically you're automatically making this connection with people from around the world. And so it's kind of like a good place to be in to make like these kind of friendships.
Wow. So you think that the races are pretty mixed in Britain?
Yes, really mixed.
Wow, very good.
That's why the British accent is kind of fading away in London, so because there's so many people from different places, and people talk different accents, so I'm not really sure if I'm speaking a pure British accent, but yeah.
Okay, good. For example, Sean, did you have a friend from another culture?
Yes. So my school had a lot of people from Sri Lanka for some reason. But they were really friendly people, so
okay, good.
We went along really well.
Okay, yeah. Pien?
That's very different from Thailand because we are not very diverse. I mean, most of them are Thai or half Thai, half Chinese. But we don't really have that, like people from all the cultures or all the races. So it's either you are pure Thai or Thai, like half Chinese, half Thai. So I hardly had friends from like all the countries back in Thailand, but I went to study abroad in Japan and then I started to make friends from all the cultures or all the countries. But back then I didn't really have any like international friends.
Can you tell us a little more about the Chinese culture in Thailand? Can people speak Chinese? Does that affect the food, the movies, all that stuff?
Yeah, it's actually affected us a lot. Like, I think we're a lot influenced by Chinese culture, and many Thai can speak Chinese very fluently, but it's not like, it's not Mandarin Chinese. It's another one, Cantonese or something. Yeah, I think it's Cantonese. Like, I think half of my friends or like the people I know can speak Cantonese.
Wow.
And even my family, like if you date it back, like my great grandfather is actually Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like a Chinatown there with, and yeah, there's Chinatown and many Thai food is like mixed with Chinese food. Uh-huh. So it influenced our culture a lot.
Okay, interesting. Any other interesting differences between the two countries? Everybody?
Bargaining. Like Thai people love to bargaining the price. I'm not really sure about people in the UK, but I don't think Japanese people bargaining the price. But in Thailand, if you go to like local market or like those local market, it has to be local market. Then you can bargaining the price from like 100 into 50 or 60 or even like 20.
Bargaining. It's important to do it in Thailand, right?
Yes. Yeah, you have to try it once, I would say. Uh-huh. It's kind of fun.
Okay. And how do you bargain? For example, whatever they say, you do it, start at half the price or what?
How
can tourists, especially tourists, how can they bargain?
You should go to like the lowest first. For example, if it's like 100 yen, you should like, can I have 50? Then they'll be like, 50. They're so, like,
half price is about...
Yeah, half price.
Okay.
Yes. And then like, they'll be like, maybe 80. And it's like, oh, let's meet halfway, like 60. How about that? And it's like, okay, like, 60. then you can get it at 16.
How about Sean, any other interesting differences between Britain and Japan?
So I think the alcohol drinking age is different. So in Europe, overall in Europe, it's much younger than Japan. So Japan can drink from 20, but in England, you can buy and drink from the age of 18. And if you're supervised with an adult or your parent, you can drink from 16.
16.
Yeah. And so my cousin who lived in Japan came to UK when he was like 18 years old, and he had his first alcohol drink in the UK. So, and I think he really enjoyed that. So maybe if you like to drink alcohol first, then firstly you might want to go to Europe.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We can see there are a lot of not only similarities, but also differences. I have one more final question for each of you. Do you have any recommendations for our Japanese students who are studying English? What is the most effective way that they can improve their English skills? Any ideas?
Yes, I would say actually go abroad and see the world is the most efficient way, because it will probably be the main engine for the motivation, and that will be where the motivation will come from. So my mom said Japan. My mom, who's currently living in the UK right now as well, said that Japan is too small for me. So she wanted to see the world. So that's probably one of the most important things that you need to actually gain English skills or any foreign language skill.
Right, everyone out there, if you go abroad next year, in the near future, your life will change for the better. And Pin, do you have any recommendations for the students?
Yeah, I totally agree with Sean. But besides that, I think it's very important for you to speak, to have the courage to just speak out, to use it, to, like, not afraid of making mistakes and just to use it. Like, just ignore those grammatical mistakes, grammatical things that you've learned, and just try to use it.
That's right. Very good, very good. Okay, everybody, we'd like to thank Pin and Sean one more time. You guys really taught us a lot of interesting things. And we'll be back next time in the near future. So everybody have fun studying English, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
いかがでしたか?日本と似ている点と違う点、いろんな話題が出てきました。日本とタイは同じアジアの中の国、そして日本とイギリスは同じ島国、さらにこの3つはすべてロイヤルファミリーを有する国。このように共通点は多そうですが、やはり面白いのは違いの方ですね。英語のコミュニケーションは相手の文化を深く理解するとともに、自分の国の文化を見つめ直す機会になると言えそうですね。ピンとショーンのお話、皆さんはどのようにお感じになったでしょうか。それではごきげんよう。